Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Hi, Ashley. I'm giving you a call. I received something in the mail. I have an order number. I just wondered if you can give me some more information about this. I want to see about returning it.
Let me get that order pulled up. What's that order number?
It's 6785-14201.
Maybe I misheard. You said the order number provided is 678-514-201?
Correct.
Pull anything.
Okay, it's coming from the Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, number 102, North Huntington, Pennsylvania. The outside packaging gives me this phone number and import direct gadgets.
Let me try searching for the order with your name and the zip code it was sent to real quick.
Okay, it's Lori Sayers, that's S-A-Y-E-R-S, and that's 76087.
And when did you receive it or pay for it? Because I'm still not locating you here.
Well, that's my question. Is I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure if I ever what happened. I don't know how it came to me because I don't remember ordering it. The date it looks like was 1/29/2022. The ship date was 1/31/2022. I haven't looked on my charges, the card I usually do use if I were to use a card online. I did not look to see if there were any charges that have been made to this company. I'm not sure if this the company is called Import Direct Gadget.
I do want to let you know, ma'am, I work for a third-party call center, so I service nearly 200 different online vendors.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I do have a quick question, because you said you have an order number. In what way was that order number sent to you? Was it through text message or email?
No, it was just in the packing slip. That's the only way. I didn't get any emails or text messages.
Oh.
So it was when it came in the mail. There was just a paper in there that says packing slip, and it says order number, and it gives me the date and the ship date. And it says my username, which was my email. My email is on there, but I haven't received any emails, any confirmation emails, or, hey, you know, we're going to send this to you, anything like that in my emails.
Gotcha. Could I try to search with your email that's listed on the package?
Yeah, sure. It's lksayers@yahoo.com.
That's not bringing up anything either. And you're saying you haven't really checked, but you don't think you were billed for anything?
I don't know if I were billed for anything or not. There was something that popped up that said time on us that came on my phone, but I had no idea what that was. I haven't called and talked to anybody about that. I don't know. Those charges were just last Wednesday, so that wasn't even coinciding with the date. The date would have been 2/2 that I had that charge come through, and it doesn't really coincide with the date of what they're saying was an order date or a shipping date. But you're not pulling up anything at this time?
I have not pulled anything with any of the information you've provided. Do you know what's in the package? What kind of item?
Yeah. Yeah, I opened it up. It's True Wireless Stereo i12. They are some earbuds. So they're wireless earphones. And then there's this watch. It looks like one of the, kind of like a smartwatch, but maybe a dumbed down version. And that's what's on the item number. Yeah, the item number was smartwatch black 01 and then earbud white 01.
Let's see. Okay, so about the only other option, and this would be just to be absolutely certain that we don't have anything here for you, I can try to search with, like, because, I mean, anything we would send out for customers, we require a payment method. So if our, you know, if we have any orders or billings for you, I could try to locate it with maybe, you know, the last four numbers of the card you could have used. But at this time, I'm thinking more along the lines of somehow there's been a customer service number mix-up.
Okay, so you're thinking that it didn't really come from this? I mean, okay, what do you mean by a customer service mix-up? Customer service number mix-up?
What I mean by that is, back to when I said I work for a third-party call center and I service about 200 different online vendors, sometimes our center can pick up an old or dropped or like a recycled customer support number that if an old company hadn't been no longer using that phone number, we could pick it up for use. So in that manner, it is possible to get some redirected customers. If in any case I get a customer in this way, what I would advise is that you definitely double check your banking statement. If there are any charges that you are not aware of or that may be lining up with the receival of the product or anything like monthly you hadn't noticed before ordering anything online, look at your statement and see if there's a different customer support number provided for the direct merchant.
Okay, I can do that. I will do that. So the packaging with the USPS first class packaging is where I received the address and the phone number. In the inside, there's no date or there's no phone number, just the packing slip, which has the same address as what's on the mailing package.
Quick question. Is there a tracking number from United States Postal Service on that box?
There is the package.
Can I just try to search with the tracking number real quick?
Sure. That's awesome. Okay, so I'll give it to you. It's 9400-1120-5088018-0370271.
No, ma'am, it doesn't pull anything either. And I really appreciate your patience through everything. My best recommendation is to either check your online banking, your bank statement, or contact your bank and see if there's anything out of sorts they can locate and provide you with the direct customer support number for that product.
Okay, great. I really appreciate your help, Ashley. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks, you as well, and thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.